Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nikki Terry, Vice President of Homeownership for Wealth Watchers Incorporated, a HUD-certified and community organization. Wealth Watchers offers free and confidential mortgage checkups to homeowners in our community. All homeowners, regardless of income and past payment history, should contact Wealth Watchers to register and complete an application. A complete application and mortgage checkup includes 1 month of pay stubs or income, 2 months of bank statements, a utility bill, your most recent mortgage statement, and your most recent tax returns. Learn about mortgage payment assistance, mortgage modifications, and additional homestead exemptions that you may be eligible for. Contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736. Wealth Watchers, building wealth for future generations.
Our special guest this afternoon for Are You House Ready? Duval USA Help is on the way is Dr. Albert Chester II and Terrence Brisbane, elder and jurisdictional leader for Church of God in Christ. And our topic today is hope, community, and caregiving. And I'm your host, Vice President of Homeownership with Wealth Watchers and your community liaison. And welcome, listeners. And we're going to get started. Just a little information about our experts today. As you know, Dr. Albert Chester II is a pharmacist, licensed educator, and small business owner. He is a native of Jacksonville, Florida, whose life experiences ignited him with the desire to bring better health to our community, thus establishing the Capstone Institute and the Newtown Pharmacy. He is married to Dr. Melissa Chester, and they have two sons, Aiden and Alex. Terrence Brisbane, Minister Terrence Brisbane, is also chairman of the Pentecostal Evangelistic District Senior Pastor for Higher Ground Church of God in Christ. He's also a Jacksonville native, and ironically, both our graduates are from FAMU University. And we won't hold that against my fellow university. Mr. Brisbane is dedicated to helping Jacksonville, also a financial expert as well. He wears two hats, but he wears them very well. And I want to thank both of you this afternoon for the show. Thank you, gentlemen, and welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to start off with the topic that is, very poignant and present on everyone's list, especially since we've been lifting we're flooded with advisories and orders and information on how to engage. We want to put this question to Dr. Chester. There are political views, there are healthcare views. Today we want to hear from a healthcare view. Is it really safe to be about and engage in the community right now?
Wow. Well, before I say anything, I caught you saying something in the introduction. You said it was ironic that both of us were Florida A&M, but I would like to say it's not ironic because I may be a little biased, but that's the best university in the world.
In the world.
Not surprising. let me get back professional again for a minute. So in actuality, just from a healthcare standpoint, when you break down diseases and viruses and bacteria, it's not safe because this virus is highly contagious, and we don't have enough information to really comfortably and confidently tell people how to proceed. You have, like you said, that mix of political views and then, economic views, but what's the truth about being safe? And right now, I would encourage people to still continue to practice as much social distancing as possible until there's more understanding about this virus. I encourage people to get tested, and at the same time, I also encourage people to, the best thing individuals can do now, aside from social distancing and getting tested, is to build and strengthen that immune system. That's going to be key because the way it's transferred, how communicable it is, it's going to be difficult for us, all of us, at some point to not come in contact with it. I mean, just statistically and probability speaking, we will come in contact with this virus, but you have to prepare that immune system and strengthen that immune system. So to answer your question, I still encourage people to practice that social distancing as much as possible.
You know, Dr. Chester, that information alone is worth its weight in gold. As we are information, we see in our community every day people who are not socially distanced, flocking to the beach, people who are with masks, without masks, and our listening audience, our community, is really perplexed on which way is the right way, especially when officials are opening up restaurants, et cetera, for us to be engaging with each other. And I'd like to hear your comments on the opening of the city of Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's really sad when you talk about, you know, our area, because, you know, prior to this and even still now, we're disproportionately represented in diseases. I mean, we have more people in the African American community that have heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. Black women usually have higher incidences of gynecological issues than our counterparts in other races. And it's just something, unfortunately, we have to take more serious, and that's that health. I can't stress that or preach that enough. As far as opening the city back up, you know, it's almost like kind of peeking your head outside the door. Something's going on. But, you know, I know people are in a rush to return back to normalcy. But at the same time, we still have to remember to try to be patient as much as we can until we can understand, you know, exactly how we can contain this virus. And then if you do go out, if you must go out, be sure to wear your mask, because you're not just wearing it for yourself, but you're wearing it for other folks as well. And if you're going to do it, it's still some routines and some rituals you also need to get involved. Well, remember to do. Whereas, you know, wearing your mask and then wearing your gloves, and then before you get home, you know, once you get home, you know, discard those things, put them in the washer, and jump in the shower and wash off as soon as possible. Because, I mean, something as simple as, you know, it being on your pants and you sitting on the couch, and then, you know, then you go to lay on the couch, or your child comes and lays on the couch, now they're exposed. And when you're saying that a virus like this can actually live in the air, or hover in the air for up to 8 minutes, that makes it really, really scary. So, you know, it's unfortunate. A lot of times we don't react until it's too late, or respect authority until it's too late. But I just encourage people, because it's just so sad, the amount of people that have died in this short period of time, and the amount of deaths we're still looking at. I mean, I've had a couple relatives that live in the northeastern area in New Jersey, New York, that have come in contact with COVID. One, unfortunately, passed away. The other recovered successfully. But at the same time, I mean, the way he described it, it was unlike anything he said he ever felt before. I mean, he literally felt like he was going to die. And this was a guy, he was a military veteran. Now he's a police officer in Newark, New Jersey, and you know, he's not a slouch by any means as far as working out and stuff and being healthy, but he said it was horrible. So I just encourage people just to be smart. Please be smart.
Yeah, and Dr. Chester, you know, as you said, listeners, be smart. That's the advice from my expert. And to stay home if you can, and if you can't, stay safe. Wear your mask. Protect yourself and others around you. And as we look at that, and we look at engaging in our city again, we ask Pastor Brisbane, we've heard many different conversations involving church and engaging the church. And our elderly especially, who have never missed a service before, and many times rely on that Sunday engagement and encounter for their social interaction. How are you handling these type of instances with your elderly community and protecting them and still spiritually guiding them throughout this COVID community that we're involved in?
Well, that is a great question. I think it has to be a constant thing that we're doing now, putting forth more effort to engage them. We've worked with all of our seniors with getting them up to speed when it comes to digital platforms, you know, as far as the work with them on how to log in on their tablets, their phones, to be able to engage them even more. We've created a daily devotional just so that we can have them engage and just put out more content, as much content as we possibly can. And you're right, because in this time, a lot of seniors, that church involvement is the only time when they're able to see friends. A lot of them have family that don't see them often, but that church becomes their family. And so we try to make sure that outside of just the engagement with our virtual services and everything else, we do a roll call. We try to make sure that we're getting them on the phone. Somebody is calling them on a day or, you know, every few day basis, just to encourage them, let them know that we're thinking about them, that we're praying for them, that we love them, and then finding out, is there anything that we can help to meet those needs that they have. And I think overall, you know, we look at this, we think the drawback of not being able to be with each other, but we have to look at every situation and think about the opportunities and possibilities that also come out of this. And this has been a great opportunity to help our seniors really, you know, step up to this digital age. I think a lot of them, we put out videos to help them keep, you know, stay safe at home, as far as them teaching them how to do all of their grocery shopping online, and have their deliveries come, to have their food delivery come, their medication deliveries come to their homes and to their doorstep, opposed to them going out and facing crowds and other things. So we've really been trying to do our best when it comes to that, and I think that, you know, all churches have to come together and just continue to do so. I think even after they begin this opening up, you know, of course, we're going to, you know, side on caution and make sure that we're taking every step possible before we open up fully. You know, we're going to walk into it and not run into it, just so that we make sure that we're keeping those vulnerable people safe. And I think that God, you know, he definitely has his eyes on us and making sure that we do things right when it comes to his people.
And, you know, you made an excellent point, Elder Brisbane, about it's just so important that at this time we start skilling up our elderly. We were in a comfortable normal, but this new pandemic is now the abnormal new normal. And in order to keep them engaged, those who were not technologically savvy were relying on that interaction that they were so used to, that physical interaction, now is, you know, removed from that. So we have to try to find ways in order to get them not only for the social engagement part, but their everyday life of using online services. And one of those services that I think about is those who were on prescription drugs. And I talked with, I put this question to you, Dr. Chester, and then we'll go to our audience. What do our seniors do who many are taking multiple drugs and multiple prescriptions that are required, but really can't get out to the drive-thru pharmacy? And I know at one time that was one of the perks of being a part of that new time. It did have delivered, but how do they now get those much-needed prescriptions filled during this time of pandemic?
Okay, well, we offered free delivery, but I've spoken with Walgreens as well as CVS, and they also are now offering free delivery for their seniors. So there have been some adjustments made to accommodate the issue, as well as opening up more drive-thrus for pharmacies, so, you know, people can still practice that social distancing. And, you know, with the other part of pharmacy, you have what they call mail order. So a lot of people are switching more to mail order now than they had in the past. So, you know, accommodations are being made and adjustments, and we're adapting to this, you know, possible new normal. So just like, you know, Elder Brisbane said, you know, when there's a shift, there's also an opportunity. So you have more people that's delivering, you have more courier service, getting more business. So it's some people that's gonna kind of take advantage of the situation in a good way.
And that's excellent that our pharmaceutical companies are making, and our pharmaceutical services are making delivery services available to our seniors in this time, as well as Pastor Brisbane commented about keeping them socially engaged, spiritually active, and skilling them up as we go forward with COVID community and caregiving. Are you House Ready, Duval, USA? We do have some call-ins and on the line who have questions for Dr. Chester and Pastor Brisbane. To unmute yourself, just hit pound one on your phone and ask your question.
I have a question.
Go ahead. What is your name?
Keandra.
Hello, Keandra. Where are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Thank you, Keandra. Go ahead with your question.
Dr. Chester, what activities do you suggest keep my 81-year-old great-grandmother here up during this pandemic?
Well, I have an 86-year-old grandfather and an 83-year-old grandmother. And one of the things that I encourage them to do and to not be sedentary, but at the same time keep that distancing, just get up and kind of move around the house. They have different activities on YouTube as well as Comcast that and they're set up to help seniors. So I encourage them, and sometimes I set it up myself on YouTube on their computer just to kind of have them move around a little bit. As well as walk around the house, because to be stationary, that's when bad things are sedentary. That's when bad things tend to happen. So I would just encourage just to do light activities, even walking outside around. I don't know if they have a garden or anything outside, but just sometimes just sitting on the porch, kind of walking around, possibly stretching, possibly just doing some very, very light things just to keep the blood circulating. I encourage them to do, and I would encourage you to hopefully get your grandmother to do the same thing, because a sedentary lifestyle at that age could really wreak havoc on their body, because that circulation and moving around is very, very important. But so just check with your Comcast or your cable provider as well as YouTube to help, just get some tips and some exercises that, our senior citizens can do.
Yes, I need to use some of those tips for myself. Okay. because those of us who are listening in, tips for, your 80-year-olds, but for those of us who are working remotely from home and who've been stagnant and not moving, we may want to start exploring those YouTube channel activities to take breaks intermittently while we're working, because we often get too tied up into work and not enough activity. We have another caller on the line. Just press pound one. Your number starts with 870. Question for our expert.
This is Jackie Perry, and I just want to say thank you to Are You House Ready for presenting these types of shows, which have been very, very informative, and can't say enough about our guests. But I do have a question for Dr. Chester. Dr. Chester, you mentioned earlier that in terms of the virus, that there may be some ways that, although we may not be able to totally avoid it, but there are some ways that we can strengthen our immune system. I'm wondering if you could talk about one or two ways that one can do things to help strengthen their immune system.
Okay. Great question. One thing I always stress, and this is even prior to COVID, is that everyone should take a multivitamin. Especially our seniors, but a multivitamin is always great to take because it has vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin C, vitamin D3, as well as zinc and magnesium, usually in those multivitamins. And those vitamins and supplements in particular are very, very good for our immune system. I encourage folks, I call them the G's. If you can get a garlic capsule or tablet, ginseng, ginkgo, as well as green tea. Those also work as antioxidants, natural antioxidants that can help build the immune system. And the great thing about vitamins and even most of your supplements is they don't interact with your medication. They're working with your body to promote, constant, natural function that's necessary, especially in a time like this. Also, echinacea, as well as elderberry, is very, very good in fighting off the flu and the common cold, and it's also proven to be very helpful in defense against this COVID. So those things in particular, and you can always find those. You can check the website if you'd like, albertchester.com, information there. But more importantly, I think Hippocrates said it best, is that food is the first medicine. And I encourage folks to find those foods that are high in vitamin A as well as vitamin C and D3. You can simply Google those, but most of your fresh fruits, your fresh vegetables are going to have those antioxidants in them. And at the same time, too, antioxidants help prevent cancer. So, you're getting a big bang for your buck by changing up that diet, eating right, as well as taking those supplements and vitamins. So that's extremely important. And also with the heat and different things going on, I always encourage drink as much water as you can. You know, usually about 6 to 8 glasses a day is good. That keeps you regular, keeps you flushed. And, again, just helping your body function at its maximum capacity. And that's what we want to do in a time like this.
Thank you. Thank you, caller Jackie Terry. And Dr. Chester, advice, again, to keep us healthy, keep us safe, build our immune system, vitamins, echinacea, elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him at Albert Chester. Can you repeat that again, Dr. Chester? AlbertChester.com?
Yes, ma'am. AlbertChester.com.
AlbertChester.com, where he has a informational page where you can get more and more information. Many times we know during this period of community and caregiving, especially for our seniors and our parents, access to many of the things that are available to us who have been in the workforce are not available to them, and they rely on us or the ministry for these things. So we'd like to hear in from Pastor Brisbane on how your organization, your congregation, are able to provide these much-needed food supplies, et cetera, to the elders in your community, especially when it relates to software items such as they did not have laptops or tablets before.
Well, we've done, and that's a great question, but we've done some awesome things. God has blessed us. We've had some laptops that we've been able to give out to some seniors, some tablets also. We've worked with a few seniors in upgrading their phones. You'd be surprised. I know you wouldn't be surprised, but some seniors still have some flip phones. So we're able to help them upgrade to get to some smartphones to where that they can engage us so we can be more engaging to them. We offer, you know, when it comes to fresh foods and vegetables, you know, normally we do a food bank at our church. Well, since the pandemic started, we cut our food bank off the way that we were doing it and the way that we did it before. We always had them to come up. They come into the church. We prepare bags for them. But, you know, making sure that we were safe with the social distancing, we kind of changed the way that we did it and started doing it on a per-need basis. And if they give us a call, then we were able to gather those things for them and make a safe delivery, you know, a hands-free delivery, as they call, where we'll, you know, we'll prepare the bags for them with gloves and protective items on, and then we'll drop it on their front porch and leave it there for them, let them know and let them come out and pick it up. A few of them that are too old to pick it up or, you know, could not pick up that kind of weight, then we had somebody to bring it in for them. But you'll be surprised during this time, there's been a big pull for benevolence for us to really reach out and help others around us. And then we've done something, too, that you know, hopefully a lot of ministries have done. We provided this for people outside of our fold. So people outside of our church, not members, but community people that are near our church that needed these resources, we wanted to make sure that we were open for them as well, because it's a part of ministry. Ministry doesn't mean just your members, but ministry means all the members of the body of Christ, everything that God created. And so it's been an awesome time. There's been some great opportunities to reach people that we have never reached before, to help people that we hadn't had an opportunity to help before. And, you know, the Bible tells us to the least of these, you know, so we have to make sure that we're doing what we're called to do. And I'm just excited, you know, definitely hearing, you know, the wealth of knowledge that Dr. Chester has provided. I'm sitting here, you know, making mental notes about the G's so I can share that with our seniors who were unable to get on this call today. And a lot of them have been practicing that. You know, one of our missionaries, which happened to be my mom, she's a big vitamin taker and has been, you know, preaching elderberry and echinacea for years. And so to hear this is just a confirmation of some of the efforts that she's been putting forward to make sure that our seniors are safe and happy during this time.
Uh, Thank you, Elder Brisbane. I think that's some important information for our faith-based community, for us who have parents and relatives that are seniors, to find a source and a resource, and open not only to the members of the Higher Ground Church of God in Christ, but also to the community, the services that we provide. Right, we also now have another caller in, ending in last four digits of your number is 8745. Press pound 1. You're on Are You House Ready? Duval USA. Ask the expert. Go ahead with your question. State your name.
Yes, this is Joanne. I have twofold questions, one for Dr. Chester as well as one for Elder Brisbane. Elder Brisbane, I pose this question to you. I know you said it earlier that you have activities for your seniors, senior activities,
yes,
and you were successful in implementing the activities for them. How did they welcome the activity?
Oh, I think, you know, and some of the activities, definitely when it came to, we do a morning devotional call at 6 a.m. A lot of our seniors are early risers. And they call in, and we do a devotional, and we do prayer. It's been very receptive. It's been very encouraging. A lot of them join. Some of them have other people that are either in their facilities, or some that have, you know, other family members. They've gotten them to join as well. They were the ones that did our push for our mini. It's like a lunchtime devotional that we do. We call 5 Minutes of Faith. And our seniors were the ones that pushed for that additional content because they wanted something daily and not just wait on our service times of Wednesday and Sunday. And we began to do that. And so that comes out about at 1 o'clock every day, 5 Minutes of Faith. And they've been enjoying that as well. We also did something else when it came to making sure the engagement was there when we talked about the tablets, the phones, and also laptops. But we've also, you know, went in some seniors' homes and enabled their television. We had a few seniors who had smart TVs but never knew the functions behind it. They had family members buy them these TVs with apps built in them, and they've never used them. And we were able to have some of our tech people go out and put the Facebook watch on their TVs so that they can see the service on their TV and not necessarily look at their phone. And so they've been really enjoying it. We've gotten a lot of feedback from them. Of course, they say it's nothing like being there in person, you know, next to someone. But they've been enjoying the content and the activities that we've been providing thus far.
That is great. Now, Dr. Chester, this question is for you. Can you provide us some information in reference to this new virus that's going around that is affecting the young babies, the young kids?
Oh, wow. I recognize this voice. Hello.
Hello.
But I'm still kind of learning more on that. And like I said, before I give a strong statement, I want to learn a little bit more about it. I came across some information about a week or so ago, and I'm still kind of reading up because I'm keeping up with this COVID stuff, and it seems like something changes with it every day. So what I'll do, I'll make sure I get that information to you as soon as I have a real clear understanding of it, because we get so many quote unquote resources and sources to pull information from, and it's nothing to throw something on the internet anymore. So I just have to double check and triple check my resources before I can, you know, feel good about making an accurate statement about it. But I'll take care of you, though.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Okay. As a side note, I did want to mention too. I really appreciate what Pastor Brisbane is doing, because, you know, there's always a silent issue that we never talk about because you can't measure it, and you don't see it until it manifests, and that's mental health. So to have things for seniors to do when a lot of times we see a lot of depression in our senior citizens, and especially at a time like this, I mean, you have people who are not typically depressed or in situations of loneliness or despair that people are falling into. So to have that option and to use this time productively to reach out to those folks and make sure we're not forgetting about that is major, because I'm thinking about the fallout that's going on now and that we will be facing later with the mental issues when something like this happens. Because this is something we've never seen before in anybody's lifetime. Nobody that's living right now has dealt with anything like this. I mean, we read about it, but never actually lived it. So do appreciate that.
Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your questions. You are at Are You House Ready Duval USA. Help is on the way. Your house, your spiritual house, your mental house, and the house you live in. That's brought to you by Are You House Ready? And our special guest today, Dr. Albert Chester and Elder Terrence Brisbane. Caregiving for the elderly, the community, and COVID. When it comes to COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus, older people are especially vulnerable to severe illness. Research is showing that adults 60 and older, especially those with pre-medical conditions, especially heart disease and lung, infections are among that group and age group more so. And we thank these experts for preparing and providing resources and information as we move forward in caring and keeping ourselves well and those around us. Remind you, all our listeners, wash your hands, avoid crowds, keep your hands away from your face, and clean frequently your touch surfaces and build up your immune system, as Dr. Chester reminded us. There are over-the-counter medications available, vitamins, echinacea, elderberry, that he advocates that can help social distancing. But social distancing doesn't mean isolation, as Pastor Brisbane has told us. It doesn't mean loneliness. It just means keeping yourself safe and a safe distance. Stay in contact with your family. Continue to encourage them. As he said, higher ground is serving more than higher ground. So you all reach out to the higher ground, and we thank you all for joining us on this segment of Are You House Ready Duval? And we're here every Saturday from 1:30 p.m. to 2 o'clock. Have a great day. We're signing off.